I'm very thankful for this opportunity to share the word with you very briefly on communion. What is communion? People say a lot of different things about it, but I would like to summarize it this way. It is a remembrance of our deliverance and salvation, and it's a celebration of the end of bondage and the beginning of freedom. The children of Israel were in bondage for 400 years, and they sighed unto God for a Messiah, for a deliverer who would bring them out. Moses was sent, as we heard from Reverend Smith this morning. Moses was sent. And on the last day before they were to leave Egypt, God wanted them to do what was called the Passover. And they had to eat this certain meal, and they had a lamb with it, and they had all these different things they had to do. But I'm just going to read the last verse of this commissioning of the Passover. In Exodus 12:11, it says, "And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand, ye shall eat it in haste, for it is the Lord's Passover." Now what does this mean, the staff in your hand, the shoes on your feet, your loins girded? What does that mean? It means they were ready to go. They were ready to go. It's a physical representation. It's a physical thing that you do, but it represents something in your heart. The children of Israel were going to leave Egypt physically. They had to be ready to leave bondage in their hearts. This is true for us today. Jesus Christ has already come. He is our Passover. Our salvation has already come, but we must be ready to leave bondage in our hearts. It's time to let it go. Jesus Christ in John 10:9 says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." This pasture is all the things for a wonderful life. He says, "I am the door," which means he's the access point. It's through Jesus Christ. It's not through anything else. There's no other idea, there's no other man, there's no other woman, there's no other thing that you can do to find this wonderful life than through Jesus Christ. It's time to find this pasture. It's time to find this. It's time to forgive ourselves. It's time to let go of our own works. And why do we forgive ourselves? Why do we forgive others? Why do we forgive ourselves? Not because necessarily because we deserve it, but because of the faith of Jesus Christ we all have. We have been justified by His work. No man can judge you anymore. Do not let the old man judge you anymore. He has no hold on you. These words should ring true in our hearts. Galatians 2, section very dear to my heart. Galatians 2, 20 and 21. I'll read it from the English Standard Version. "I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness will come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain." Galatians 2 talks about people building their own works again. We've all been saved. We've all let go. In that moment, we did. But along the way, we go and we pick things up again. And we try to build back our works for salvation. And we can't do it. It's time to let them go. It's time to let our own works go. It's time to forgive ourselves. And when we forgive ourselves through the faith of Jesus Christ, we have this newness of life. In Romans 6:4 it says, "Therefore we," the text is were buried with him by baptism into death, that like was Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. Today is July 4th. This is our Independence Day as a country. But our independence from bondage happened 2,000 years ago when that man lived, that man died, that man was in the ground for 3 days and three nights. He rose again and was ascended on high. That is where our salvation came. This is what we should remember. Nothing else. It's time to lay down our works. It's time to forgive. It's time to accept what Jesus Christ has done. And it is as simple as eating and drinking. That is communion. And that, family, is what I encourage you to do today.